For what's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. troops on the ground in Libya. The U.S. Defense Department acknowledged Wednesday that U.S. military forces are on the ground in Libya looking for potential partners in what could soon be an expanded campaign against Islamic State. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
We are extremely worried about the metastasis of ISIL to other locations, Libya being just one of those locations. We continue to monitor the situation there, continue to work very closely with our coalition partners, with others in the region who have similar concerns about the situation in Libya. And I think it's fair to say that we're closely monitoring the situation, as Chairman Dunford has indicated, working with those partners, and also continuing to have conversations with people on the ground as to exactly what's happening there and the threat that ISIL poses to the United States and others.
Cook described the U.S. contingent as small, adding they were in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. While not the biggest force in Libya, IS has been growing stronger in recent months, cementing its hold on the city of Sirte and surrounding areas. A U.S. official familiar with the intelligence recently told VOA about 500 key IS officials and fighters who left Syria and Iraq during the past several weeks of last year moved to Libya in what appeared to be a calculated move. Western officials estimate IS may now have as many as 5,000 fighters in Libya. Suicide bombers Wednesday killed at least 12 and wounded 30 others in Chibok, the northern Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say a bomber detonated explosives at a checkpoint where people were being searched. At least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There's no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram, which often targets public gathering spots. This is VOA News.